morning, a good chodesh, ladies and gentlemen. I was once on a plane, and before we took off, the pilot came over the loudspeaker and he said, "This plane is flying to Miami, so please, passengers, look at your boarding cards and make sure you're on the right plane. In this room, check your programs and make sure you're in the right room, because here we're going to fly on the wings of Rabbi Neuberger." And please come there. There are seats in the front. All right, I think we're all here. Okay, it's my pleasure now to present Rabbi Neuberger.
Thank you very much. There are sources at the back, and there's some more sources over here. I ran out of staples last night. So if we need more sources, I have. I have more.
2 pages.
Right. I should have for myself.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much. The 2 pages, one is a Gemara in Kiddushin. Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, and one is the related Rambam to this. In the topic of Kibud Av Aim, so I'd like to look at 2 aspects of Kibud Av Aim this morning. One is a Gemara that gives us an insight as to how Gemaras, even in the how issues that we may have now are addressed so directly in the Gemara, and then we'll zoom out of this Gemara and look at some of the broader issues and attitudes of Kibud Av Aim. So you have the Gemara in front of you, the place where the Gemara is underlined, Rav Asi Havale Yahi Ima Zikena. Rav Asi had a mother who was already older in years. Omra Lei, Rav Asi's mother said to him, "Be'ina tachshitin, I need to have jewelry." Ovala, Rav Asi's a good son, he takes care of it, he provides jewelry for his mother. Be'ina gavra, he says, I need to get married again. Ne'ayin lach. So Rav Asi says, we'll look into it. Obviously, he wasn't able to, it's not as easy as providing jewelry. So the jewelry he was able to provide. But the bride's husband, he says, he doesn't want to tell his mother, I can't do it. It's not going to happen. So he speaks to his mother and says, Na'ayin lach, we'll look into it. Right? That reminds us of our own adolescence when our parents ask us to do things. So we'll think about it. Well, then the Gemara says, Be'ina gavra de shopir kavosech. And then the mother says to Rav Asi, I need a man who is as good looking as you. So Rav Asi got nervous then. So Shavka, he leaves his mother. V'ozal la'arad Yisrael, and he leaves Bavel, travels south, goes there, makes aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. That's part one of the story. Part two, Shoma, Diko Ozla Basre. He's in Eretz Yisrael, and he gets the news that his mother is coming to Eretz Yisrael. So also lekamid Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Asi comes to Rabbi Yochanan, the preeminent posek of Eretz Yisrael, Omale, and he says to him, Mahu lotseis me Eretz lechutz laretz. He asks Rabbi Yochanan, can I make yirida? Can I go to chutz laretz? Because my mother's coming. Right? I have to show you what was he really asking. Omale, so Rabbi Yechanan said, oh sir, you can't go. So Rabbi Asi says to Rabbi Yechanan, likras ima mahu, am I allowed to go in order to greet my mother? It's such a contemporary situation. that the answer you get from the Rebbe depends on how you ask the question. So his first question was, I'm not sure what answer did he really want. So he says, can I make you read that? So he says, you can't make you read, you can't go. All right. So then he says, well, my mother's coming. Likrasima, to greet my mother. Omar Lay, Sabiyachan says, Aina Yay Day, I don't know. I don't know what to say. So Gemara says, Itra Purta, Choder Oser. So Rav Asi waits a little while, and he comes to Rav Yechanan again. Not again, it's such a contemporary situation. The Rebbe said, oh no, and the Talmud doesn't let go. He comes back again. Omalei, so now Rav Yechanan says to Rav Asi the second time, Isi, Nitzrasiso Letzeis. He says, Isi, you want to go? He says, I see you want to go, because he asked me a second time. You didn't, when I said, I don't know, you didn't understand what I was telling you. And he says, Amokoim Yazircha L'Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring you back in peace. Also, Lekamei de Rabbi Elozer. So now, Rav Asi goes to one of the other Gedolei Eretz Yisrael. He comes to Rabbi Elozer. Omar Lei, he says to Rabbi Elozer, Chas v'sholoim dilma mirtach rotach. Rav Asi says, we've been aside in the Gemara now. Rav Asi says to Rabbi Elozer, did I get Rabbi Yechanan angry? Did Rabbi Yechanan, was he upset with me? What did Rabbi Yechanan say? Did he say to me, Isi, you're bothering me? I told you I don't know. And you're chepering me. And God should take care of you. Like, Sei gesund. You should come back in peace. So he felt terrible. He said, maybe his Rebbe get angry with him. Right? That's one of the idea which the Gemara expresses to us. The care that a person has to have with what he says, and the concern that the Talmud has not to in any way aggravate the Rebbe, not in any way to aggravate one of the Gedolei Yisrael. That's a theme which comes up many, many times in our literature. The story that comes to my mind is Rav David Karliner, who was one of the Gedolim of Europe. He was one of the great, great minds. They say that even he was young, he was already a master of Shas. And a very, very sharp person as well. And the story is of David was a midget. He was very, very small, very short. And the story is told that when he was a young man, I don't think it was in the town of Karlin, there was the shul that he was a part of. The community was looking for a Rav, and they had a problem with a certain Rav. There was a group inside the community which didn't want this person to become the Rav. So they wanted to know how to derail his candidacy. So they went over to this young kid, David, and they told David, did you see the Mar Makomos of the Shir? So David wasn't involved. He said, all right, why don't you look at the Mar Makomos? And they encouraged him that when the Rav would come, they encouraged him to raise questions, that the Rav would enjoy being engaged in discussion. So David was very, very young at that time. Didn't understand what was really happening. So the Rav came and gave the shir, and this young genius was able to ask piercing questions to the shir of the Rav. And the Rav felt very uncomfortable. So and the Rav thought that he was being a mechutzif. He didn't know what was going on behind the scenes. He didn't know he was being put up to it. So after the shir, the Rav went over to this young boy and told him that he thought he was inappropriate, he was chutzpahdik. And he said, if you continue this way, you're not going to become a godel. So the story is that's why he never grew tall, because he became a goy nadir. But Kadosh Baruch Hu had to fulfill the word of an important Rav of a tzaddik. So we are very, very concerned. Never dilma mirsach rosach. So he came over to Malaz and he said, did I get Rabbi Yechanan angry? Did Rabbi Yechanan tell me zay gezunt, don't bother me? He said, okay, come back in peace. So Omar lacham. So my Amalacha, so Elazar says to him, what did he tell you? What did he say? Omalei, he told me, Amokoim, Yazircho Lishalom. He said, Zaygazon, you should come back in peace. So Omalei, Vimi said, Derosach Layavi Mivarech Lacha. He says, he gave you a bracha. He gave you a bracha. He told you to come back b'shalom. So if he gave you a bracha, he wouldn't give, that's yesterday's parsha, b'avur tivrecho nafshi. A person doesn't give a bracha, they're aggravated. A person gives a bracha, b'leiv shalom, with a happy heart. So if he gave you a bracha, that means that he was talking to you seriously, and he was telling you that you can go to greet your mother. Before Shem explained that the Rabbi Yochanan first thought, as Rav Asi presented, that he wanted to go back to Chutz Laretz. So he said, you can't go back to Chutz Laretz. And then when he understood that all Rav Asi was asking was whether I can go to help my mother move, to come to Eretz Yisrael, so then he said, of course, then you can go. So then the Gemara says that, Ad hoche v'hochi shomal aroina dekosi. He says, by the time all this worked out, by the time he asked Ashayla, said Hachi v'Hachi, and he went to Rabbi Yechanan, and he came back to Rabbi Yechanan. So then, by that time, his mother passed away. They Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So one of the famous, there was a Rav in England. He was a Rav in New York for a short time. Isaac Bernstein, Isaac Bernstein.
England.
Who was that?
He went to England.
He went to England, right, Sir Isaac Bernstein. So he, one of his famous drushes of Hanukkah was that he raised the question that that many of the Sfarim raised, that why did we need a Nes Hanukkah? If we wouldn't have had the Nes Hanukkah, so we have halachas, how to deal with if you don't have enough oil for the menorah. We know what to do, the halachas. And to what Ritziva some raised, we could have used oil that was tomei. And so there are many suggestions as to how the Chashmonaim would have gone or would have followed the halacha correctly, even if it wasn't an ace. All he had to do was ask a shaila and see what they should do. So Bernstein says the nace of Hanukkah was that the Jews didn't ask a shaila. They would have asked a shaila, you know, nace. That was the nace. So here at Hachi V'Hachi, until Rabbi Yechanan asked his shaila, and he came back to Rabbi Yechanan, and he went to Rabbi Elazar. There was no shaila anymore. The mother passed away. He heard the Arayna Kaasi that her Oren was coming. Omari says, Iyodi, if I would have known, Loinafki, I would not have left. End of story. We have to figure out, what do we do with this story? What's the halacha, hayotza, that comes out of this story? So we look at the Rambam. How did the Rambam interpret this Gemara? The next page, halacha tes, halacha yud, Mishin nitrifa datoi shel abe v'im. Rachmanu litzlan, a parent is no longer cogent. The mind is no longer well. So Rambam understood that that's what happened in the story. That when Rav Asi's mother said, I need jewelry, so her mind began to fail. But when she said, Be'ina gavra deshafir kamoyscha, I need a man who's like you, looks as good looking as you. So then Rav Asi saw that his mother, not only was she ill, and was she no longer cogent, but apparently he saw that he was no longer able to take care of his mother. So we look at the Rambam, he says, Mishenitrifa da'ita shlova v'shalimoy, Rachmona l'tzlon, a parent is no longer well, Mishtadel den hogimoyem kefi da'atom, ad shiruchem aleyen. So the child, following Rav Asi's model, tries to serve them in accordance with their needs. Kefidatam. So the parent said, I need jewelry. Fine, that's easy. Parent says, I need to get remarried, and that's not going to work for them. So we say, Na'ayin lecha, we'll look into it, we'll see what we can do. Ad shiruchem aleyen, to look at Shbaruch Hu's rachmanus on the parent. Ve'imi efshaloi lamoid bibnei shenishtatu biyoyser. So Ram understands that what the Gemara was saying is that Rav Asi at some point said he can't do it anymore. If it's impossible lamod b'pnei to take care of a parent, why b'pnei shenitatu b'yoyser? Because their minds are already so far gone. So yanichem, he should leave them. He can go. V'yelech lo, he's allowed to leave. And he should have other people take care of the parent. In other words, we can't imagine Rav Asi just left his parent high and dry. He obviously had some arrangement. So the Ravid says in this Rambam, Omar Ram, Ein Zuei Ra Nechayna. This is an incorrect psak. If the child goes, who's going to take care of the parent? Who's going to deal with the parent? Question is, what was the Rambam's psak? The Rambam seems to be fairly clear. Yenichem is allowed to go, and he has to make arrangements for the parent. So what's the Ravid saying? This is not correct. If he's going, who's going to take over? So apparently the Ravid is saying that if the child can't take care of the parent, who's going to take care of the parent? There's a very important story they tell Rav Aryeh Levin, Tzaddik of Yerushalayim. Rav Aryeh Levin, as we know, he would visit the ill, he would visit destitute, he would visit the mitzvahs, the lepers. So one time Rav Aryeh Levin is walking in the street and somebody stops him and says, how is your nephew doing in the certain institute, place where people weren't mentally well? So Rav Aryeh Levin says, the nephew, thank God he's coming along. So as they were walking further, so he was walking with one of his children. So one of the children said to Rav Aryeh Levin, he said, I don't have any cousin who's in long-term care. What was this person talking about? So Rav Aryeh Levin said that he once was visiting this ward, and he saw that there was one child was not being taken care of at all. One child was being ignored. So he asked some of the nurses what was happening. He asked some of the nurses, who is the family of this child? So the nurses says, we don't know. No one ever comes to visit the child. Rav Levin understood what was happening. So he came back to the hospital a few days later, and he said, when the nurse's desk, he said, I want to know how my nephew's doing. Rav Aryeh Levin's nephew's in the hospital. So that changed the course of how this young man was being treated. So that's what the Ravid is saying. And well, he's saying, if the son's not there, who's taking care of the mother? Right? So that's a very important Musar Haskel, that if children may have to step back sometimes, but if they're not going to be involved, they're not going to be on top of situations, so the Miyad Savas, who's going to be taking care of things? But if we look at the Meforshim of the Rambam, so they were wondering what bothered the Ravid, so what it was bothering him. The Rambam simply records the Gemara. He records the story of Ravashi. Ravashi and Ravina recorded the Gemara, who to teach us this halacha. So what bothered the Ravid that he says, Rambam got it all wrong, that the Ein Zuhay Roh Nechayna, Yim Hu Yelech V'yaniach L'miyat Tzavah L'shamray. So both the Kesev Mishnah and the Radvaz address this Rambam. This, if you look at the Kesev Mishnah, Os Yod, Halacha Yod, so he says, U'mashe Kosev V'yitzavah Cherim L'hanigam Koroi, Eitza Tovo Kamashmalon, Vein Sofek Shekein Osa Ravasi. He understands that the Rambam is saying, when the Rambam says Eitza Tova, it's good advice. So what does that mean? Al Pi Din, what does that mean? Chayav or Potter? Mutter or Potter? Eitza Tova. So what does it mean? It's a good. He gave him advice, take care of your mother. But it sounds like the Rambam holds the child was Potter. He was no longer obligated in the midst of Kibbut Avein, but we can't imagine the Rav Asi would not be a mensch. So he's doing the right thing, but it wasn't halachically mandated. He says, so the Kesef Mishnah says, would the Rambam have innovated this idea? If he was mechadish this idea, then the Ravid's hasaga would be a good hasaga, would be a good criticism. But the Rambam, Avalachashu motzi osome uvdo de Rav Asi. After all, the Rambam is simply recording the story of Asi. So ain't mokom lasagoso. So the Ravid shouldn't have criticized the Rambam. And that's why quotes the Ran as saying that this was really, it's a really a psak of Aliyah. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, that's why it was permissible. Now the Ran says what's going, the Kesef Mishnah interprets that what the Ravid is saying is that the Rambam called the Halach incorrectly. He should have put the Halach in Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. He should have discussed that a child who wants to go to Eretz Yisrael and the parent is not well, he's allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's how he should have phrased the halacha. But he shouldn't have put in Hilchas Kibud Av Va'Em. That's how we would understand the Ravid. So the Rambam is saying, I learned from this story that there is a point when a child is not obligated in the midst of Kibud Av Va'Em. And the Ram goes as far to say, according to the Kesef Mishnah, that nevertheless we advise him, we counsel him, take care of your mother. Take care, make sure that there's an arrangement made that... And the Ravid disagrees that entirely. There is no point where a child is now potter from taking care of the parent. The child is obligated to take care of the parent to the best of one's ability. And then the Ravid says, and if the child's not there, no one's really going to take care of the parent. Now let's look at the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, same thing. Lo yadaiti lomo kosev Ravid ein zu eiro nechoina. I don't know why the Ravid criticized the Rambam. Kevon de Ravasi Ovad Uvdo Benafshe. It's a story in the Gemara. Ravasi himself did it this way. There's no question that Rav Asi made arrangements for his mother. He says that the way the Radvaz understands what happened over here, he says, how could Rav Asi leave his mother? He says, sometimes, Rachman al-Atzlan, when taking care of a parent involves certain indignities to the parent. So a child can't do it, he can't bring himself to do it. But if he has a non-family member take care of it, the parent will get the right care, and the parent won't suffer the indignities in front of a child, and the child won't have to see the parent in a compromised fashion. So Rav Asi says, that's what's happening over here. Rav Asi can't imagine, Rav Asi just left his mother because she was getting old, and she was getting senile. Rav Asi understood that, how is he going to what will he tell his mother? His mother is saying strange things. So what's a child supposed to do in that case? So the Radvaz understands what the Rambam is saying is that sometimes the parent will get the best care by hiring somebody else. Sometimes the parent will get the best care, and that depends on the emotional response of the child. The child has gagu, and the child can't see a parent suffering the indignities of a stroke, having to be changed, having to be washed. So that's what happened to Rav Asi. And then Rav Asi says at the very end, it could be, so the question is, why didn't the Ravid see that in the Gemara as well? Right? So what's the answer for the Ravid? The question is, everybody asks the Ravid, it's a story in the Gemara. So what's the answer for the Ravid?
If that was the case, why was he going back?
So you could say he's going back just to help his mother. His mother's traveling right now. So now he has to work it out again. He has to bring it there to Yisrael and work out a situation there to Yisrael. But what's the end? Go ahead.
So even if you have an individual caring for a parent, you really need to be there and keep an eye on them, make sure it's okay.
So that could be. And that's what he's saying, that l'mi yitzaveh l'shamroi, is that can you really care for a parent in that way? Right? And the end of the story. It's the end of the story. I think that's the issue between the Rav and the Ravid. The Rav Asi at the very end says, "Iyadi le'nafki." If I would have known, I wouldn't have left. So what's the final line? So apparently the Ravid says, well, the end of the story is that Rav Asi had charata that he left. So which way did the story go? The Rambam says, well, Rav Asi and Ravina recorded the story. So if he recorded the story, that means that's true. Rav Asi had misgivings, but there is some Musar Haskel to be learned from here. There's the extreme approach of the Kesef Mishnah that a child actually becomes potter from taking care of a parent, and there's the approach of the Radvaz that a child always has to figure out what is the best way to take care of a parent, and personal care may not be the best care for a parent. And the Ravid says, In the end, Rav Asi said he made a mistake. So perhaps what the Rav is saying is that there is no point where a child, if a parent needs care, that a child can distance himself that much. It may be that he has to hire other people, but to leave entirely and not to be on top of the situation, so that would the Rav would say that is the end of the story, so to speak.
Says, is that referring to that he wouldn't have left
Bavel,
or that he would not have left Eretz
Yisrael? It sounds like he did not leave.
Right, so, but it says, I wouldn't have tried to leave.
So, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Rashi seems to say, or one of seems to say, that it's referring to that there's no specific people in going to the Aaron in that case or something.
That I don't remember, but again, I'm pointing out that that could be the issue between the Rambam and the Rabbit. How to, right? That's the Tosef Yazokin says that there's no, that this is not covetly Acher Misa.
So it says,
I wouldn't have prepared to go out of Mitzrayim. Right? And that could be the way the Rambam learns from. That could be the Machlokes Rambam and Rabbit. So that's one parasha that I wanted to address, because many of the issues which come up, we often point out that Kibud Av V'Em is a mitzvah that changes with time. And when we were young, so we thought that Kibud Av V'Em as a kid meant complying with one's parents' wishes and figuring how to speak to a parent and how to deal with a parent who had different ideas for what we should do as kids. And then it gets older and we realize that that Kibud Av V'Em is child's play, right? The real Kibud Av V'Em is as parents become more dependent on their children going further, and how does an adult parent take care of a parent? And it's one of those mitzvahs that changes with time. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is a mitzvah gedola. It's a strange phrase. He used it a few times. It's a great mitzvah. It's a big mitzvah. And it could mean, it could possibly be that it's a mitzvah which includes so many different aspects. The practical aspects of machil u'mashke, malbish u'mechase, taking care of a parent, machnas u'motzi, being available to a parent, make sure a parent is comfortable. And it also includes, as the Gemara points out, giving nachas to a parent. The Gemara says that li'achar me'a ve'esrim, there's a mitzvah of kibud avim as well. So that indicates to us that, and how, by quoting a parent properly, by referring to a parent in a bechavadic way, by taking care of the neshama of a parent. So we see that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is practical, is taking care of a parent, being available for a parent, and the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is providing nachas for a parent. But there's one area in the few minutes we have left that I wanted to point out, that there's another aspect of Kibud Av V'Em that is one of the most difficult parts, and yet one of the most central parts of the mitzvah. We just finished learning Parshas Toldos, and the Midrashim and Parshas Toldos, the Midrash Rabbah says, Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel said that he took care of his father, Rav Gamliel, and he serviced him, and he said, but after all that I did for my father, he says, I didn't do echod me'meya, I didn't do 1% of what Esav did for Yitzchak. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says that when I took care of my father, so I often was wearing regular clothes, weekday clothes, begodim luchlachim, if I had to take care of my father and it required getting on my hands and knees, and it meant cleaning something up, so I put on clothes that I didn't mind getting soiled. And then when I wanted to take care of my business, I put on business clothes, I put on the regular clothes. He said, Esav, when Esav took care of Yitzchak, he put on regal clothes, big name Malchus, taking care of his father, no matter what it was. He put on clothes that that a person would put on in taking care of the king. So the question that many of the Mephoshim asked Rav Shimon Gamliel, he says, Rav Shimon Gamliel, if you knew what you had to do Esav's mitzvah, Kibud Av V'Em, to do it, right? And if it meant putting, if instead of saying, I didn't reach Esav's madrega, so buy another set of clothes, put on big day malchus, and do what Esav did. So many of the Mefarshim explain that the Rav Shimon Gamliel understood that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em doesn't mean that much if it's done in a perfunctory fashion. Of course, I could have bought better clothes, and I could have bought the big day malchus, and I could have worn them and took care of my father. But the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em has to be min alev. I have to feel it. I have to feel that I'm taking care of malchus. Esav felt he was taking care of royalty and took care of his father. So he was kind of the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. I haven't reached that madrega that I can get into the mindset that I'm going to have to get on my hands and knees and take care of my father, that I'm taking care of him, taking care of malchus. So for me to wear the clothes would not be a kiyum mitzvah. It would be a perfunctory act. I still have to work on myself to come to that madrega. Chayotim writes that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is b'masa b'machshava u'b'dibur. That is b'masa, taking care of a parent. A person is zocha to be able to take care of a parent. It's b'dibur, in the way that one speaks to a parent, that one speaks b'derech kavod to a parent, that one speaks when one is doing the service of a parent, that one is explicit when is doing and takes pride in doing the service of a parent, and it's also b'machshava. So the Chai Yodim says, how do we fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em b'machshava in our thinking? So he says that the essential mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is how we think about it. Otherwise, it is b'ziyuf, is perfunctory. Shem chashuvim be'einov u'belibo, that a child has to feel that his parents are very, very important to him. Tahaynu sheyidmeh be'einov shem gedolim v'nich b'nei aretz. That a child has to feel that his parents are great people. They're people that are worthy of tremendous respect. Even though they realize that that's not the way other people see the parents. The child has an obligation to see the parents in a fashion that they are the great, that their greatness, they're godless. Even though the child knows that they're looking at their parent in a exaggerating fashion, that's the Chayyim writes. This is the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in his Sichos Musar, so he addresses the same point and expands on it. He says an interesting phrase, Mekublani. He says, I have a Kabbalah, I have a tradition, that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is only fulfilled appropriately if the child ma'ariches aviv u'ma'aritzo lemod, if he has a deep appreciation and a great and perhaps even exaggerated appreciation of a parent. Listen to the language of Chaim Shmulevitz, Rishiv of the Mir, v'chayov lemtsoi b'aviv t'chunos mesuyomos. A child is obligated to find in one's parent specific characteristics and accomplishments. Behenu mitzdayein, in that those accomplishments that a parent has excelled, yoser mikol echon zulaso, beyond anybody else. Va'areyu behen godol ador, and in those areas he's a godol ador. He's a great person. He's one of the great people of the generation. The Chaim Shmuel Levitz is teaching us how to fulfill the concepts that the Chai Yodim raised, that. We are familiar with the idea of have a don kol odom lakavsuchos. A person has to be able to judge everyone for the good. That means I have to understand the goodness of somebody else and see it in a good way. And Baruch Hashem, we have to be creative sometimes, and it means looking at things in an extremely compassionate way, and sometimes it means diminishing our own needs and our own concerns, but we know that we can do it. And when it comes to a parent, then a child has to do this in an exaggerated fashion. That's what the Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz says. We have to find in a parent a quality in which he excels, in which he's different than everybody else, and focus on that characteristic and see a parent as being a godol ador, ki im lo yarichenu b'libo, veino machshivo kimam ki nafsho. If he doesn't have this appreciation in the depth of his heart, and see it in that way, he says he could dress him, and he could bring food to him, and he could bring drinks to him, and he could carry him and take him places, but he was not mekayim in the midst of kibud aveim. Very powerful. And sometimes we think about the yachar meyer v'esrim, when a person has to prepare a hesped, so that we're able to do that. We're able to figure out what were the unusual qualities of this person. Right? One of the most challenging situations for any rav is if a person is nifter on a Rosh Chodesh, if a person is nifter on a day when you can't give a hesped. So the rav is under a lot of pressure sometimes. The family wants to hear a hesped. The yachar meyer v'esrim. I was joking around in shul before on Yom Tov that I found in a sefer that raised the question why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a hesped. Nobody gave a hesped for Moshe Rabbeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a hesped. So I was joking around in shul and I said, well, to me it's obvious. According to one tradition, he died in Shabbos. In Shabbos, he can't have a hesped. But then I said, that couldn't be. If he would have died in Shabbos, then the Torah would say that Yeshua got up in front of the people and he said, I can't really give a hesped because of Shabbos. And then he would have gone on to give several psukim of hesped. So that's why we know that that's not the reason. So, Liachar Meyev Esrim, we're able to figure out, and people get very upset and very concerned if there isn't a hesped, Liachar Meyev Esrim. The mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is not to wait for the hesped. Person, when Kibud Av V'Em was done appropriately, the hesped is not so important. Because that means that during one's lifetime, the children have appreciated the parent, and they've told the parent how they appreciate them. And their conduct gave a hesped b'chayiv, a lemedik hesped. But it means that the appreciation was free-flowing, and there was an understanding of what the parent accomplished. And it's an avoda. It's nothing which comes easy or naturally. It's something a person has to work on. It's a mitzvah gedola because it requires a significant amount of effort and understanding and introspection and insight for a child to be able to come to that appreciation and have that appreciation expressed in the way that one relates to a parent. We'll close with an insight from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlap, my wife's great-grandfather. On this medrash that we mentioned a few moments ago, that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel complained that he wasn't able to keep the mitzvah like Esav, so he asked the same question that everybody else asked. He says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, if you knew the formula, do the formula, put on the royal clothes. So he took the common answer the conventional answer one step further. And he said that everybody recognizes that a parent brings us into this world, into the Olam Hazeh. And if one's whole life centers around the physical world, then it's easy for a child to be appreciative. Esav's life centered around the physical, the material world. Olam Hazeh was his world. That Yitzchak gave him the Olam Hazeh, that's easy to focus on. So for Esav to be entirely dedicated to a parent, it was easy to connect the dots. Everything which is important to me, I wouldn't have if not for my father. He says, Rav Shimon Gamliel focused on the ruchnistic world, on the spiritual world. What we're going to say right now is not precisely the way Rav Yaakov Moshe says it. It's very hard to understand some things what he says. This is the way that I think this is what he's saying. Rav Shimon Gamliel's life centered on the ruchnius. Rav Shimon Gamliel's life, what was important to him, were the things that he worked very hard at in his relationship with the Rabbonu Shalom, in developing his own personality, in overcoming his own challenges, his own nisyonos, in overcoming and triumphing over the doubts that he had, whatever difficulties we have in the service of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we put tremendous effort into overcoming, and then we feel we've made a kinyan as ours. To be able to now say, and all of this I got from my father, that's difficult. That's much harder. So for Shimon Gamliel to be able to say that all of the, that his olam haba, that his ruchnistic world, where we're supposed to take pride in what we've accomplished, that all of that comes from his father, that requires greater work. So that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel was pointing out. He was pointing out that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em we first began and discussed one of the contemporary issues of Kibud Av V'Aim, and we pointed out how the Rishonim have already discussed this issue, and how the Rishonim have pointed out that there is a limit as to how far a child can go, but nevertheless, in every situation, a child must be taken care of the parents' needs. We pointed out how the Ravid seemed to be saying that without a child being involved and observing and showing concern, then probably a parent will not get the appropriate care. We pointed out how the Rambam seemed to indicate that if a parent was better taken care of, and it's more bechavadik to have somebody else take care of the parent, so then the Radvaz thought that was what the Rambam was pointing out to us. And then we pointed out, and now through the story of Shimon Gamliel, that the core of Kibud Av V'Aim is attitude. The core of Kibud Av V'Aim is the appreciation of a parent. And that attitude has to come through all of the activities and behaviors towards a parent. And the extent to which the Chayyadim and the Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz describe it, that a child has to, again, it's an avoda, has to introspect and to think and to consider and come to the realization and be able to express, even though they know it's in consonant with the way other people see a parent, but for a child to have that appreciation for a parent, as if he's achieved something, to find the quality, the triumph, the legacy of a parent in which that parent is different than any other person, and then to take great pride in what that parent has accomplished and the legacy the parent has given the child. Kibud Av V'Aim is a difficult mitzvah, but it's one that is what assures that we have a legacy from our parents and provide a legacy for our children. And thank everyone for joining us this morning. It was an unusual COVID for me to have so many anoshim chashuvim, so many people here of great significance, and of course to have the president is a humbling COVID, and even more so to have Rav Shechter is always models for us menschlichkeit, and whenever he's at these kinds of conventions, he always makes it his business to come to the shurim of other people, even though he has so much more and so many more weighty things in his mind and so much more to take care of. And that is mechayev his talmidim also to conduct ourselves with that kind of menschlichkeit.
Like the summary. That's the cover of Rishon Derek. Cover of summarize.
Yeah.
The man you are reading. That's the mitzvah gedola.
I'll just take that.
Hi.
Right, the 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 has the punishment of God's wish for the manner, they interpret the whole thing. Then you come afterwards and finish the whole thing. I said, wait a minute, how come the writer said this? Because we love this kid. So that's how it works. All of you showed him that the last person will have the whole overview classified. The whole overview looks back at all of you showed him the Gemara, the all the
things.
They come from the contemporary times. But you have to know what most of the Rishonim and Rambam are saying.
Yeah,
it's not enough
to
learn Gemara.
Anybody
who's a poet has to know all
the
things
you
learn.
Rabbi Petter told me up here. Was Rabbi told downstairs? Okay.
It was originally on the schedule, I think.
In this room? In downstairs?
Downstairs.
Let me try to confirm that.
The schedule says downstairs in the show.
I'm going to try to verify that right now.
Because there's no room in here for everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, there will be a minyan for Mincha following Rabbi Shechter Shir. Rabbi Shechter Shir is at 11:15. At 12:15 following the Shir, a minyan for Mincha.
Keep the Shir down in the shul.
With Rabbi Shechter Shir?
I think it's going to be down in the shul in the end. Looks like we're going to move downstairs to the shul.
Good idea. Good idea.
Where's Rabbi Shechter?
In the shul downstairs.
Hello.
Yeah. Rabbi Petter, we're moving downstairs because there's not enough room and the signs all say downstairs. Yeah.
No, but the type that's in the
room. It's a little confusing. Downstairs in the shul, next to the dining room. Just at 11:15.
Yeah. So we have to hustle.
Make sure the room
downstairs
is set up.
Yeah, I was just there a minute ago. Should be there. Correction, the Shir, Rabbi Shechter Shir will be downstairs in the shul at 11:15, followed by Mincha 12:15.
No, it was. He said correction.
It was just changed last night.
It wouldn't fit in. Yeah.
No, no.
Downstairs?
Downstairs.
Down the stairs.